Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From USA Today, the Ravens Wire, he is on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. What's up, man?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, we're Ravens country. We're less than 10 days away from the draft, which is exciting. Obviously, off-season workouts started up yesterday. Everybody's going crazy over the body transformation of Lamar Jackson. So always something to talk about.
So elaborate on that one, Kevin, if you would, for people that might not know what you're talking about. Remember, it was a couple years ago, he's too strong, and then last year lost too much weight. Either way, you know, at least he's there. A year ago at this time, we didn't even know if he was showing up at all to one winning drive. But give everyone an update on why, you know, everybody's got the laser pointer out with Lamar's physique on April the 16th.
Yeah, he's bulked up over the last couple of seasons. I think it started up in 2020, 2021, where, you know, he came into the league his rookie year. You know, he was a skinny guy. I mean, he didn't have a ton of muscle on him. And I think a lot of people chalk that up to, hey, you know what? He doesn't have a lot of muscle, but he's super elusive, super speedy. And not that he wasn't speedy these last couple of years. Like, of course, when he has a ball in his hands, he's one of the most electric players in the league, if not the most electric players. But we saw over the course of maybe 2-3 years here, a pretty big transformation in terms of him putting on some muscle, getting a little bit heavier, maybe to absorb some hits when he does decide to tuck and run. But we saw him show up yesterday, and some of that weight seemingly, you know, based off of what we saw, was dropped. And there's been a lot of conversation about, oh, well, him going back to that 2018, 2019 type of body. And then, you know, he's matured over the course of his career. So his mindset now, and now early in his career, especially his rookie year, he was taking a lot of unnecessary hits. And so bulking up again, maybe was a way to absorb some of those. But to me, I think that, you know, you have Derrick Henry now, and for Lamar, I think you can slim down a little bit and have Derrick Henry be that big bulldozer guy. Not that Lamar is ever like a big Derrick Henry type of player, but I think it's kind of like the yin and the yang that we were talking about when Henry first signed, where Henry can run you over, Lamar can juke you out of your shoes. Not that that changes when Lamar has muscle, but a lot of people are wondering just about what it means.
Now, getting to the Ravens draft coming up here in 9 days, first round. Ravens have the 30th pick in their needs. Offensive line is one of them, as we know, three vacancies. As you know, Kevin, all striker. And I know John Harbaugh's talked about Daniel Falele, Minnesota, entering his third year now in the league, and we're going to try him at right tackle. Is that etched in stone? If he fails, air quotes, at right tackle, does that put him in line for maybe competing at a guard spot? If you're Daniel Falele, what are you thinking right now as the offseason strength program has begun, and we're, what, a little more than a month away from, or about a month away from OTAs here?
Yeah, well, if I'm Daniel Falele, I'm personally maybe hoping the Ravens don't draft a tackle in the first round, because that would essentially mean, with Ronnie Stanley back, if they draft a first-round tackle, that guy is all but playing and starting his rookie year at that position. I think Baltimore cannot afford to draft a guy in the first round and then have them sit for a year. It's not, you know, their window. They need as many contributions as they can from as many high-level players as possible. So first-round pick, obviously, will be playing. So that would maybe push him inside of one of those guard competitions. I think Falele has shown flashes over the course of his career. Definitely hasn't been perfect. I think he's shown some areas where improvements need to be made. But we've seen, particularly the last couple of seasons, the Ravens have seen some offensive linemen struggle, or they've come over from situations where they've struggled, and then they have a really good year. So I think Falele could be in line. I mean, Harbaugh said he's going to be competing for that right tackle job. There's not going to be a starter named the second the draft is over. But if I'm Falele, it's not necessarily make or break for him this season. Obviously, you mentioned he's in his third year, so the fourth year for him would be the last year of his contract. So maybe we're looking more towards next year for that. But this is a big opportunity for a lot of guys on the roster, including Falele. Baltimore likely is not going to have three open spots on their line next year. I maybe anticipate one or two. So there are a lot of opportunities for guys to take over starting jobs and then take a grip on those starting jobs, maybe for multiple seasons. Falele is one of those guys.
Are you as optimistic about Voorhees' potential this year as Eric DaCosta seems to be right now?
I am. I think that if he's healthy, I think the caveat is if he is 100% healthy. I think, to me, Voorhees is somebody, and I kind of talked about it last draft, where I had a third, fourth-round grade on him. I mean, late day two, early day three, and the Ravens get him in the seventh. And, you know, obviously with the ACL tear, that's why he dropped. But he's someone that's just – he was a steady player at USC, and I think could come in and really contribute for them. Now, we're going to see how he responds to the ACL tear. If he's not 100% Andrew Voorhees, then – there's a different conversation to be had, but based off of the college tape and based off of just assuming that he would be that, you know, Andrew Voorhees we saw in college, I think that he could come in and win one of those starting jobs. I know a lot of people, maybe the way things are right now, have Ben Cleveland penciled into the other one, so maybe it could be a Voorhees-Cleveland guard rotation for Baltimore next season, but I like Voorhees a lot. I thought it was a great move from DaCosta to trade back into the draft, and I think it'll pay off for him.
Now, Kevin, as we sit here again on April the 16th, draft hasn't happened. There's another wave of free agency and all the other offseason stuff that's going to take place. Defensively for you, biggest area of concern today, outside linebacker, pass rusher, or depth in the secondary?
I think, to me, it's probably depth in the secondary. Now, it is close, because I think with Edge, Kyle Van Noy coming back changed a lot of things. I think if Van Noy wasn't back, obviously Edge would definitely be that number one need. But Van Noy, Owe, I think those two, and you're hoping Owe can take a leap. He's been solid, but you hope he can take a leap. But it's about relying on a lot of young players there. David Ajabo, Tavius Robinson, maybe Malik Ham gets an opportunity. In the secondary, though, you do have really good players. I mean, Marlon Humphrey is still there. Brandon Stevens, then the safety is not necessarily a concern. Kyle Hamilton and Marcus Williams will hold that down. But it's more so about the depth. You know, losing Ronald Darby, their nickel position is great right now with Arthur Millette, Darius Washington, Pepe Williams. But that third corner spot is one that Baltimore really likes to fill with a player that plays a lot. They love three cornerback rotations on the outside. So to me, I think that they can afford to take a cornerback a little earlier. In this corner class, to me, I like this corner class a little better than I do the edge class. So I think if they were to take a corner could be second, third, fourth round if they decide to take offensive line on the first, and then they maybe take an edge on day three. I think that's probably where I go defensively. Plus, with the corner room, we know Brandon Stevens is up for an extension, and he's a free agent after next season. Marlon Humphrey, his contract's going to be a conversation probably starting next offseason. So there is some future uncertainty on the outside, and securing a stud corner in maybe the earlier rounds would help Baltimore out, not only in the present, but probably in the future too.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We were talking earlier, Kevin, before we brought you on, about Rashad Bateman. Talk about big seasons. Probably an understatement for him heading into this year, but your confidence level and finally busting out. And why do we keep hearing that? You know, we saw, 19-plus yards of reception 2 years ago before he got hurt. Then he was healthy and was kind of a non-factor. Why is there seem to be, a miscommunication, if you will, between he and Lamar at this stage of their respective careers, which is now heading into its fourth year together?
Right, yeah. I think you talk about make or break, and this is it for Rashad Bateman. I know there's going to be a decision made on the fifth-year option coming up in a couple of weeks, so that's something to monitor. But for Bateman, I'm still a Bateman believer. I think that Bateman can step up and can be the number two receiver in this offense. Now, that's seemingly the direction the Ravens are going right now. The Deonte Hardy signing, even though that's more for special teams and the new kickoff rules, obviously, he's still going to count on the roster as a wide receiver. And for me, you look at the room right now before the draft, and it's Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, Tylan Wallace, Nelson Aguilar, and Deonte Hardy. I think you add one more guy, and I think that's probably through the draft. So I think your top three going into next year is probably Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, and then whatever rookie you draft, depending. I mean, if they decide to wait till the sixth or seventh round, obviously I think Aguilar takes that spot. But the reason that I think Lamar and Bateman have had some miscommunications is just because I think of the health situation of both guys. I mean, they haven't really had a ton of reps together. Bateman seemingly injured either early in the season or during off-season programs. His rookie year, he got injured during training camp, and he missed the first, I think it was six games of the year. And then Lamar, obviously, prior to last year, missed the last two regular seasons, the end of those regular seasons. So that was something. And then Bateman missed some time last year at the beginning. So it just feels like they've never had just a full off-season and season together. And that can kind of mess up some chemistry of not being on the field, not being able to understand. And the conversations, Bateman's going into year four right now. There needs to be more between the starting quarterback and a wide receiver. You took it the first round. I get it. But to me, I think that if they can just have a fully healthy offseason together, a fully healthy season together, we will start to see some of those miscommunications and some of the ways that they've missed each other over the past 3 years. I think some of those will begin to just naturally heal themselves. Bateman's a talented player. We see it on the tape, but I'm excited to see what he can do in 2024.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kevin Allstriker, tell everybody what's happening at the Ravens Wire USA Today.
Yeah, a lot of pre-draft content, as always. The draft is busy. We're sneaking up on it. So we're talking about which players the Ravens should take, what positions of need they have, and obviously still diving into a little bit of what players are out there on the free agent market and talking about if the Ravens should make any of those moves for the draft, too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.